Last week on Growth Points, we began a discussion about the characteristics of a healthy church. And I've often said that God is more interested in the health of our church than the growth of our church. And I've always felt that if health is present, growth will be prevalent. And so we began discussing some of the characteristics of a healthy church. And by way of review, we gave five from the scriptures last week, and we discussed the fact that our church is God's husbandry. It's not my church, it's God's church. I'm here to water, I'm here to do some pruning as the under-shepherd, but it's God's will that his church would bear much fruit. And what kind of church does that? And we learned, first of all, that a church that is a healthy church will have a spirit of obedience. It's an obedient church, listening to God's voice. Secondly, we learned that it was a humble church, not a church that feels it has arrived, but a church that believes there's still much room for growth. Thirdly, we learned that it's a church where there's an intense loving spirit, willing to meet the needs of others, a guest, a new Christian, a longtime member. But a healthy church has a loving spirit. Fourthly, we learned last week that that church that is healthy will have a servant's heart, and that we are the ministers of Christ, 1 Corinthians 4:1. And then fifthly, that the church will be noted as a church of joy, a church where people are not looking for the few problems, but stepping back and getting the big picture and being mindful of the great things that God does in a local New Testament church. May we never lose the joy over seeing a child saved, an adult family reconciled. There's joy in the local church when God is at work. Today I want to give you five more briefly as we continue this list of 10 characteristics of a healthy church. The next attribute I want to speak about is the attribute of gratitude. I believe a healthy church is a church that never loses its spirit of gratitude to God for salvation, for the Bible, for one another, for their pastor, for the privilege of serving. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so giving thanks is a powerful decision. It's a healing decision. And if you've ever worked with people in leadership or in the pastorate who choose to harbor their grievances, they're literally hurting and poisoning themselves. And those grievances need to be laid down, and thanksgiving needs to be given to the Lord for the blessings. And I feel that many Christians who have left the place of faithfulness in their life, somehow you'll find that unfaithfulness rooted in a spirit of unthankfulness. They begin to compare, they begin to think they didn't deserve what they got, and consequently the lack of gratitude was detrimental to the whole church. So a healthy church has a spirit of gratitude. Secondly, a healthy church has, or seventhly we should say, a healthy church has a spirit of accountability. A healthy church is a connected group. It's not everyone doing whatever they want, but it's a closely connected group of people, like a planetary system working together in the rotation. And when we think of accountability, we think, first of all, of a church that's accountable to God. 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. We've got to be personally accountable to the Lord as members of the local church. And then, of course, we've got to be accountable to one another. With a restoring spirit, Galatians 6:1, depending on one another, loving one another, and accountable. I really think it's a good thing when strong men in the church say are going to be gone for a week or two on business, when they have the kind of relationship with an adult teacher or with their pastor just to say, hey, pastor, just want you to know I'll be gone for a couple weeks. Please pray for me. I think that's a healthy sign in a church when there's that kind of accountability. So, number six is gratitude. Number seven is accountability. Let's look at number eight. Healthy churches are churches where forgiveness is happening regularly. Listen, no church will survive without forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, I can't force people to forgive, but if I find out about people in the church that are harboring animosity, I'll go to them and I'll say, look, we need to reconcile this. How can we help you with forgiveness? Sometimes I've had a situation or two over the years where such deep-rooted bitterness developed unbeknownst to me, unbeknownst to other church leaders, that humanly speaking, irreconcilable. Now, we know that's never the case with God. But the earlier we can detect a problem and bring about forgiveness by the Holy Spirit's power, the stronger the church will remain. If you have multiple clusters of bitter people in your church, you're in trouble. That's the sign of a sick church. Healthy churches are forgiving churches. Then number 9, I believe the healthy church has a strong vision, a strong vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Pastor, you need to have a vision for the spiritual growth of the church. We need to have a vision for the outreach of the church. And I remember a few years ago, a newspaper editor speaking to one of our associate pastors about the fact that our church had become the largest church in our area. And the associate pastor wisely said something. He said, that was never the vision. The vision was never to become a certain size. The vision literally was simply to be used of God and to spread the gospel. Make sure you have a vision for the spiritual growth of the people. Make sure you have a vision for the advancement of your ministry from the standpoint of serving people. And as you grow spiritual people, as you reach out with the gospel, the Lord will develop and grow the church. The Bible says the Lord adds to the church such as should be added. And then finally, number 10 today, a healthy church is a church that has the characteristic of sacrifice. A godly vision is worthy of sacrifice. And the Bible says in Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures on this earth, where moth and dust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor dust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I've often said you can tell the spirit of a church even by the announcement of the offering. Is it amen or is it oh me? And let me encourage you to challenge your people with the joy of giving and to be a generous giver yourself, and God will honor that characteristic in the local church. And so to review today's 5 characteristics, let me remind you, first of all, a healthy church is a church with gratitude. It is a church that has accountability and relational development. It is a church where forgiveness is prevalent. It is a church with a strong vision. And finally, with a willing heart to sacrifice. May God grant you a healthy ministry this week for the glory of God.